I'm joined by Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com. And Sam, we just watched the Wine and Gold scrimmage. David Blatt's debut as the head coach, the return of LeBron James. Granted, it was just a scrimmage, but what did you take away from what you saw tonight here at Quicken Loans Arena?
Well, in two words, holy moly. You're seeing LeBron James out there and Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving starting on the same team. It was everything I think that Cavs fans hoped it would be. As you said, it was just a scrimmage, and you can't take too much from it, but the little that you can take from it, to me, was fantastic. I mean, LeBron, you know, a couple of those monster dunks that you know the fans haven't seen in this arena with him in a Cavs uniform since 2010. I thought LeBron looked as better than he ever has playing in this building as a Cav. So, you know, it might have been just a scrimmage, but boy, he came to play. A couple of monster dunks, a couple of jumpers, and then he did that Dr. J like reverse layup in traffic. It was just a sight to see, and Love's outlet passes. It was remarkable. And then Kyrie starts the game 5 of 7, so it was something else. And then, of course, you had Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson also playing alongside those guys. And I thought, as predicted, those guys' games are going to raise up playing next to the superstars. I just thought it was a very exciting thing for fans to see.
Offensively, they looked pretty good. It's still a work in progress with their half-court sets. But the one thing that jumped out at me that I noticed when they did get into the half-court sets, the spacing. The room on the floor that's going to be there for Tristan to not have to shoot, I think, from further than 7 feet out. Andy down there, Kyrie with lanes to drive, Deion with lanes to drive. The spacing really was evident, I thought, here tonight offensively.
Well, that's a big credit to David Blatt. That's the kind of style system that he runs, which was, you know, we heard him talk a little bit about the Princeton. It's not the Princeton offense, but as Princeton qualities, it's a very European type of offense, you know, how they run offense overseas, which makes sense since he was over there for about 21 years. But you know, that's a key to this team, is they have so many guys who can score and get it done, that if they share the ball, then as you mentioned, guys like Tristan Thompson are going to be in the spots where they should be shooting the ball. And in his case, like you said, 7 feet and in, run the floor and finish. Anderson Varejao, same thing.
Yep.
You know, and the good news is this is a team filled with exceptional passers from LeBron James to Kevin Love, to Anderson Varejao, Deion Waiters, Kyrie Irving. All those guys are very good distributors, and that's going to be a big boon to the other guys, the Sean Marions, Tristan Thompson, to Mike Miller, who hit a shot from 35 feet away tonight. I just think that's going to be key for all of them, is to keep that ball moving, and that's a big credit to David Blatt.
Another highlight for me tonight was after a bucket was made, Kevin Love took the ball out of the basket, stepped out of bounds, turned around, threw a two-handed chest pass to Kyrie Irving about 70 feet down the floor, and Kyrie went in and dunked it, and I thought, Showtime 2.0.
He looked like Peyton Manning with that throw, like throwing to back in Peyton Manning's Colts days, but it was something else. I mean, just LeBron James said it after the game, nobody throws an outlet pass like Kevin Love in this league, and then he repeated it, no one, for impact, to make sure that we knew that, and that's very true. And I think, you know, when Kevin Love was in Minnesota, we may not, as people who follow the Cavaliers, may not have had a true appreciation for him because you didn't see him much. But this is a guy who can not only lead the league in rebounding. He got 6 rebounds almost with his eyes shut, it seemed like. And he can not only lead the league in rebounding, but he can bury 3-pointers. He's a stretch 4 who can lead the league in rebounding. That's almost unheard of. And then you see his outlet passes, and it's like, this guy, offensively, total package. Defensively, they'll be able to cover for him a little bit. They'll have to cover for him and Kyrie and maybe Deion sometimes, but they'll be able to do that, I think, eventually. And you heard David Blatt say, our defense isn't where it should be, but offensively, I really like what I saw and where we're going. And obviously, Kevin Love and their other distributors, the other passers, are a big reason why.
Almost 17,000 people here. Granted, it was free, but still it was a scrimmage. Almost 17,000 people here. It's kind of like when Ohio State holds their spring game, about 80,000 people show up for that thing. What did you take away from the pregame introductions when they introduced the newest Cavalier, Kevin Love, and then the oldest, newest Cavalier, LeBron James?
Well, I think, you know, Kevin Love got quite an ovation. People are excited that he's here. And it was just like any other star who gets introduced in Cleveland. If LeBron James weren't here, Kevin Love would be huge news. But now he's just big news. And then they introduced LeBron, and I thought that that was almost touching, to the point where the fans reacted and the positive reaction that he got. Which I think we all expected. I didn't think anybody was going to boo him, because I think people in Cleveland want to win a championship, and he's their meal ticket. So, but it was very electrifying and kind of brought chills to your spine. And this is just, like you said, Kenny, it was a scrimmage. You know, they're going to have preseason games here starting Sunday night, and then you've got the opener against New York Knicks, which counts for real at the end of the month. I think that's when this building's really going to erupt.
A lot of talent on this basketball team. It's going to be a fun season, and Sam Amico and I will be breaking it down. Sam at FoxSportsOhio.com. You'll see him on TV doing some radio and also some podcasts with me on KennyRota.com. Sam, always a pleasure. We'll see you on Sunday for Maccabi Tel Aviv.
That sounds good, Kenny. And just, you know, I think we can say to conclude, this team's going to be pretty freaking good.
I think that's a great way to end it. There you have it. Sam Amico joining me here on KennyRota.com for a look back at the Cavs' wine and gold scrimmage.